Middle East diplomacy. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden's on his first trip to the Middle East in office. He's on Air Force One, about to arrive in Israel first.
He plans to establish a working path toward greater cooperation. The so-called Jerusalem Declaration will also take a strong stance on working against the Iran nuclear threat. The president will also go to the West Bank to meet with Palestinian leadership. From there, he moves on to Saudi Arabia, a summit of Arab leaders, and a face-to-face meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman. The president criticized Saudi leadership after journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death in 2018. Saudi oil is a key component of talks there.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riots, drawing a line between a late-night tweet and the violence on January 6th.
Stephen Ayers says he traveled to Washington on January 6th because then-President Trump told supporters to come.
He basically put out, come to Stop the Steal rally, and I felt like I needed to be down here.
His testimony was part of a select committee hearing tying a December 19th tweet by former President Trump inviting supporters to a wild rally to violence planned on internet message boards.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The Labor Department's monthly inflation report comes out this morning with a survey of economists predicting an 8.8% annual increase.
That would topple last month's 8.6%, the highest we've seen in 40 years. But White House economic advisor are saying that the numbers for June are already out of date since the index won't show the recent fall in gas prices. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Leaked surveillance video from the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas shows police retreating and standing around for more than an hour before officers entered a classroom and killed the gunman. There were 911 calls from kids inside during that delay. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A man accused of a deadly subway shooting in New York City is due in court today.
Andrew Abdullah is facing charges of second-degree murder and second-degree possession of a weapon in connection with the May 22nd shooting that left a subway rider dead. During a court appearance last month, Abdullah pleaded not guilty after being indicted by a grand jury. Investigators say Abdullah was riding a train into Manhattan when he pulled out a gun and randomly shot Daniel Enriquez in an unprovoked attack. Then when the train pulled into the station, Abdullah ran off, handing the gun to a homeless man. Abdullah was arrested 2 days later. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The European Space Agency ends a partnership with Russia to send a robot rover to Mars.
In a statement, the ESA said it's mandated to fully respect European values, adding, "We deeply deplore the human casualties and tragic consequences of the aggression towards Ukraine."
Fox's Carmen Roberts. The Emmy nominations announced yesterday include some surprises and disappointments.
The popular series Yellowstone and 1883 were both shut out of Tuesday's Emmy nominations, even though the acclaimed series has spawned many prequels. While the Television Academy also shut out the final season of ABC's Blackish and NBC's This Is Us. Selena Gomez did not get nominated in the comedic actress category, but her Only Murders in the Building co-star Steve Martin and Martin Short did, while former President Barack Obama got an Emmy nomination for narrating the Netflix docuseries Our Great National Parks, and Dave Chappelle's stand-up special The Closer landed two nominations. HBO's Succession earned 25, while Apple TV Plus's Ted Lasso received 20. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Baseball, the Baltimore Orioles win their ninth straight game, beating the Cubs 4-2. No team in the American League now has a losing record. The Orioles are in last place at 44-44. First place Yankees lose to Cincinnati. The Reds coming back down 3-0 in the ninth to win 4-3. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.